Thank you for the introduction. So I'll be talking about organic carbon and nitrogen dynamics of year-round legume or nitrogen-fertilized grass-based forage systems defoliated either by grazing or clipping. It's important to understand that grasslands occupy 34% of Earth's land area, and they, among the many ecosystem services that they supply, they have a major role in offsetting terrestrial CO2 emissions. Differently than the other plants, than the most plant and biosystems, the major carbon pool of them is on soil. This sequestration under grassland is estimated to be up to 90 teragrams of carbon per year. In general, management strategies that increase above ground productivity promotes carbon and nitrogen storage on the soil pools. And on the other hand, poor management, like overgrazing, can result in stand and land degradation over time, depleting soil nutrient stocks. And measurements of carbon and nitrogen in soil particle size fractions can it's an important tool that can provide useful short-term assessments of the CNN dynamics. Also, the stable 13 isotopes is often used to investigate organic matter turnover and reflect the contribution of various species being used on the area. There are limited data comparing carbon and nitrogen dynamics on legumes and fertilized grass systems and their interaction with defoliation management. For this reason, the objectives of this this study were to determine soil carbon and nitrogen dynamics of year-round forage systems based either on legumes or unfertilized grass defoliated by hay or grazing for 4 years following land use conversion from row crop to perennial grasslands. So this experiment was carried out at Citra in an area that was converted from a long-term row cropping system in 2011. And the soil is classified as Tavaic sand. There were 4 treatments, which are the combination of 2 forage systems, legume and grass, and 2 defoliation management, grazing and hay. The legume systems were composed by flat grazed rhizoma peanuts during the warm season, and rye, annual rye, grass, crimson clover, and red clover in cool season. The grass systems were composed for unfertilized Bermuda grass, Chipton Bermuda grass in warm season, and rye and annual rye grass during the cool season. The experimental design was a speech plot experiment in randomized complete block design with 3 replicates and using the system as main plot and the defoliation as subplot. And the experimental units were 100 meters squares. The grazing management was done using rotational stocking, and during summer, the regrowth interval for grass was 3 to 4 weeks, and for legumes was 5 to 7 weeks. And the stubble height for grass was 15 centimeters, and for the legume, 10 centimeters. During winter, the regrowth interval was around 6 weeks, and the stubble height used was 10 centimeters. Hay management was done to a stubble height of 10 centimeters, and during summer, for grass, the regrowth interval was 4 to 5 weeks, and for the legume, 5 to 7 weeks, and during winter, 6 to 7 weeks. The nitrogen fertilization was done in the grass plot using 50 and 30 kilos of nitrogen per hectare after each warm and winter season defoliation, and generating an N fertilization rate of 290 kilos of nitrogen per hectare per year. The response variables measured were the soil particle fractionation to 2,000 to 250 to 53 and less than 53 micrometers in samples collected from the layer of 0 to 10 centimeters prior and 4 years after the experiment was established. And the wet sieve methodology was used, and soil carbon, nitrogen, and stable 13 isotopes were measured. Root rhizoma mass were determined using four cores at the end of the warm season. Mass carbon and nitrogen pools were measured, and above ground biomass, defined as the surface layer and remaining stubble, were collected on two sides of 0.25 meters squared on the end of the warm and cool season, and biomass, carbon, and nitrogen were determined. The statistical analysis was performed in R with a level of significance less or equal to 0.05, and ER was considered a random effect. As the results in discussion, we observed the proportion of soil particle vertical size fraction as 58, 40, and 2% of macro, intermediate, and micro aggregates. And prior to imposing the treatments in 2011, the mineral associated C fraction had greatest C and N concentration. And after 4 years, there was no difference among the particle size fractions, but and carbon and nitrogen had accumulated in macro and intermediated particle size fractions, while there was a decrease on the smallest fraction. After 4 years, the comparison among systems, grass carbon was greater than legume for micro aggregates. And this was likely due in part to greater herbage accumulation and residual biomass for grass. Generally, the defoliation had no effect on particle size fraction in nitrogen and carbon after 4 years, although the hay treatment had greater carbon than grass in the intermediated particle size fraction. The isotope 13 carbon signatures was generally less negative for grass than legume, and this reflects the impact of the C4 source of carbon from the grass and the C3 source carbon from the legume, that they have specific signatures for different species. The plant pools contributing to the carbon and nitrogen accumulation on these systems, we observed that root rhizome biomass was similar between systems and the foliation management, but due to the N concentration that was greater for the legume systems, there was a higher contribution to greater below ground N pools that we observed 209 versus 165 between legume and grass. The residual biomass was greater for grass than legume in both cool and warm seasons, and this favors the carbon accumulation in grass systems. So, in summary, after 4 years of imposing the treatments, the intermediate and macro aggregates, carbon and nitrogen, had approximately doubled in surface soil, but the micro aggregates carbon had not yet being restored to the pre-treatment conditions, the prior conditions. And grass systems promoted greater incorporation of carbon and nitrogen in microaggregates, and this was associated with greater herbage accumulation and residual biomass for grass than legume systems. So the implications of these findings represent the conversion from row crop into year-round forage systems, promoted increasing on soil carbon and in surface soil, and the composition of above and below ground residual biomass of legumes. Legume favors rapid decomposition and potential incorporation of microbial products into soil organic matter. However, the greater herbage accumulation and the residual biomass that the infertilized grass systems appear likely to result in greater long-term accumulation of soil carbon and nitrogen in the legume systems. So thank you, and I'll be glad to take any questions.
There's time for two questions from the audience.
So the question was, what is the typical soil organic matter? In Florida, we would expect around probably 1% in most soils due to the sand levels we have, something like that. On this case, on this experiment, we had 0.9 before prior the treatment imposition.
Thank you.